You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, homemade listeners. It's Marty. I wanted to bring you a show specifically for our younger listeners about the magic of food. Mystery Recipe is a kids podcast about cooking from America's Test Kitchen Kids that is jam-packed with trivia, stories, and science. Each week features a different ingredient and the recipe is a mystery. Will your young chefs be able to guess what it is? The show is hosted by America's Test Kitchen Kids editor-in-chief, Molly Birnbaum. So let's get the kids together and listen to Mystery Recipe with America's Test Kitchen.
Hello, young chefs.
Hi, young chefs. Gah, I've missed you so much.
I'm Molly Birnbaum, editor-in-chief of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
She sure is. And I'm Mitzi, oven-mitt-in-chief, Molly's right-hand gal and co-host of the show.
Oven mitt in chief?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the only oven mitt here, so figured there wouldn't be a lot of competition for the title.
Oven mitt in chief it is. Welcome back to Mystery Recipe.
Season 3! Golly, Molly, we've come a long way, haven't we? We're like 54 episodes in at this point. Did you ever see that coming?
I didn't see it coming, but I'm also not surprised. How are you feeling about this new season, Mitzi?
That is a really good question, Molly. I've been realizing lately that the amount of feelings I can have all at once has gone up significantly since the show began.
Really? How so?
Well, when we started season one, I was mostly just terrified all the time. I was very scared of making mistakes and somehow letting everyone down.
Well, I'm glad that's gone away, Mitzi.
Oh, it hasn't.
No?
Nope. Well, okay, it has a little, but I'm still nervous most of the time. I've just got lots more room for all the other feelings I have now, too. I am so happy because I really love talking about food and science and cooking, and I'm super grateful to be able to share that excitement with other people.
That's a lot of feelings to have all at once, Mitzi.
Oh, that's only half of it. I'm also really excited for everyone to get to meet our new intern this season. He's still getting a special tour, but I think he'll make it over here in time for What's Cooking Today. And I'm sort of sad because Parker won't be here all season, but I'm also so happy that they'll be coming to visit every so often. It will make the time we do have together even more special.
You are right, Mitzi. Sounds like a lot of different feelings to manage all at the same time.
I know! It's like the more experiences I have, the more room I get inside to feel things. Each new feeling is just kind of squeezing its way into my heart, and it just nestles down in there, making more room for itself.
I think that might be part of growing up.
Whoa.
Well, are you ready to have some more experiences?
Yes, ma'am!
That's great, because we have quite the season lined up.
Oh, we should say that every week on Mystery Recipe, we'll be talking about the fun, fantastical, and fascinating sides of a different kitchen ingredient. And at the end of the season, we'll use all the ingredients to cook a mystery recipe together. Can you guess what our mystery recipe will be?
Today, we'll be playing a round of Guess the Ingredient with our brand new official ingredient guesser.
Then, Champ is back with a very high fashion edition of The Scoop.
And finally, we'll hear from young chefs like you about what you're making at home with What's Cooking.
Yeah! Oh, it's so good to be back, Molly!
It really is. Do you know what I've missed the most?
Oh, what's that, Molly?
The theme song.
Oh, yeah! Good reminder! Me too!
Looks good.
I bet it tastes good.
Ooh. maybe not that wacky.
Mystery recipe.
Ah, gets me every time, Molly. Gets me every time. Gah! All right, well, now I have to go collect myself and see how our new intern is doing. I can't wait for you to meet him. I really can't.
I can't wait either, Mitzi.
Well, we kind of have to. Just a little longer, though. Yeah, season 3. Wow, we're back, baby. Okay, talk soon. Bye, young chefs. See ya.
All right, while Mitzi goes to check on the new intern, it's time for our first round of Guess the Ingredient. But before we get to that, I wanted to call up our friend Zoe. Zoe was our official ingredient guesser for seasons 1 and 2. She'll be passing the torch on to Henry this season, and I wanted to see if she had any advice for him before she does.
Hello?
Hi, Zoe.
Hey, Molly.
Zoe, I was about to explain to our listeners how to play Guess the Ingredient, but I thought you might be able to give me a hand.
Of course. For Guess the Ingredient, Molly plays some sounds, each one relating to the ingredient that is our theme for this week. And then anyone listening at home can listen in and try to guess what it is themselves.
Well said, Zoe. So, you are our official ingredient guesser for seasons 1 and 2. But as you're getting more and more involved with our videos and working on some new YouTube projects, we thought it would be fair to give someone else a turn as our ingredient guesser this season. Do you have any advice for them?
My advice? No matter how ridiculous something may sound to you, it might actually be a really good clue and help everyone at home, or even you, figure out what the answer is.
I couldn't agree more. Well, I'm sure we'll still be hearing from you here and there on Mystery Recipe, and we will certainly keep our eyes peeled for you on YouTube. Thanks, Zoe.
No problem, and good luck.
All right, young chefs, are you ready to play Guess the Ingredient? Here we go. Any guesses what ingredient these sounds all have in common? I'll let you think it over while I call up Henry. Henry is 12 years old and lives in Boston, Massachusetts.
Hello?
Hi, Henry. How's it going?
Hi, Molly. It's going good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, we are so excited to record with you today as our official ingredient guesser. I've got a few mystery sounds here. Are you ready to fulfill your duty as our official ingredient guesser for this season?
Yes, I am. I am very excited to try to listen and figure out what ingredients these are.
Great. All right, well, here is your first sound.
Okay, so I heard some sniffing, but I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Well, sniffing is a really important clue there. What is someone doing when they're sniffing?
They are... Oh! Is it onions? Because you cry and sniffling, crying?
Oh, yeah. You have gone from 0 to 60 on your first guess. I love it. So sniffing, I think sniffing is different than sniffling.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Right? Because sniffling is kind of cryy. And sniffing is what we do when we are trying to get more information about what aspect of something around us.
The smell.
Uh-huh. So I would say that maybe this has to do with smell. But we don't have to guess now. We can move on to sound number 2.
So I don't really know what I just heard. I think I heard like a bowl shaking around. And If something is usually getting tossed around and making that much noise, it's probably something hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that, like, more like a seed or something like that.
Really awesome guesses. I love it. All right, let's listen to your final sound.
That one sounded a lot like running water.
Running water. So what are other things that liquid does in cooking?
It can boil.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can bubble up.
Is that what that sound sounded like, maybe a little bit?
Yes, that sounded like boiling water.
Boiling water. Awesome. So, the sounds that we have heard are sniffing, so something to do with smell, something hard that could be tossed around in a container of some kind, and some kind of water flowing sound. Do you have any guesses as to what it could be at this point?
I don't know what it is.
This is a hard one. We're starting you out with a very hard one. Well, okay, I have some hints for you. This ingredient is a spice that you can buy either as a powder or as a stick. It's often used in baking and is a staple flavor in dishes like apple pie. And it's also something that can be combined with sugar and sprinkled on toast for an easy and delicious breakfast treat. What do you think?
Cinnamon.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct. Welcome to Cinnamon Week. All this week, we're going to spice up your cooking with this iconic kitchen ingredient. Cinnamon is a spice that may feel like a staple in desserts and winter treats, but it's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest spices known to humans. There are even records of its use in ancient Egypt. This week, we'll learn about its uses in savory dishes as well as sweet. Are those sounds making more sense to you now, Henry?
I get the sniffing one because it sounds like cinnamon is a very, very strong spice. I get the banging around in the bowl because cinnamon can be in a stick form, and that is harder.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really get the boiling water.
That was the trickiest one. So it wasn't actually boiling water, but it was simmering liquid of another kind. One of my favorite things to drink during the fall is apple cider.
It was apple cider simmering, and you use cinnamon and apple cider.
Have you ever had warm apple cider that's been mulled with cinnamon sticks?
Yep.
So good. Well, Henry, excellent job on your first edition of Guess the Ingredient.
Thank you, Molly. I'm really excited to see you next week.
Coming up next, it's time for The Scoop. In The Scoop, each week, our junior field reporters Champ and Adelina will hit the streets, or our pantry, to get the inside scoop on the ingredients themselves from the source. They'll interview our theme ingredient or someone related to it. Adelina will be back next week. This week, Champ is here in the Recipe Lab pantry to interview the star of the show herself. Champ, can you hear me?
I can. Hi, Molly. I'm really excited to be back.
We're happy to have you back, Champ. Ready for another season of interviews?
Am I ever?
You really are in for a treat. I am giving Mystery Recipe an exclusive. It's a gift, if you ask me.
And we are very grateful.
Listen, the only thing getting grated here is that outfit, Champ. Those colors do not go together.
We'll be back with more of The Scoop right after this. First, it's time for a word from our sponsors. Grown-ups, these ads are for you.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. Take it away, Champ.
Thanks, Molly. Today, I'm really lucky to be speaking with an icon of the spice world, Cinna. Would you like to introduce yourself for us, please?
Hello. Yes, no problem. I'm happy to, darling. Well, I'm Cinna, and I am a cinnamon stick. No. I am the cinnamon stick. Some people call me Cinnamomon Verum. Some people call me Ceylon Cinnamon. But you can just call me Cinna.
Nice to meet you, Cinna.
It is nice to meet me, yes.
Now, Cinna, Can you describe what you look like for our listeners?
As if, I'm sure they're already familiar.
Well, just in case they aren't?
I suppose I can humor you, darling. I am, as I mentioned, a stick of Ceylon cinnamon, which means I am a lovely shade of brown. I'm about a 3 to 4 inch stick, and I've got a curl. I'm wrapped up like a poster or a sleeping bag. Or how one might fold a towel if they had guests coming over and they were trying to be fancy.
Cinna, I've always seen cinnamon as a powder, not a stick.
Well, that's understandable, my dear. There's truly nothing wrong with using powdered cinnamon. That powder is essentially just ground up cinnamon stick. If you're lucky enough to get a stick like me, well then, I can also give some fashion advice. Like not wearing a brown shirt and navy blue pants, dear. What, are we about to go fishing? Do I need a fishing pole?
No, I...
Do I need some bait and tackle? Can I go dig for some worms?
Let's move on, Cinna. Sticks often come from trees. Is that true of a cinnamon stick, too?
Very good, champ. Yes, cinnamon sticks like me do come from trees. But not just any tree. Cinnamon sticks come from cinnamon trees, of course. And not from the branches, not from sticks you might use to play fetch with your poodle. Cinnamon begins as the bark of the cinnamon tree.
Bark?
Yes. Bark. It's the outside of a tree's trunk.
Okay, so a cinnamon stick is the bark from a cinnamon tree.
Exactly. In my case, you might say that my bark is just as good as my bite.
Nice one.
Because I am bark.
I do get it.
Just making sure. Can I see what color your socks are?
White?
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
Anyways, where do cinnamon trees grow?
Great question. There are two main kinds of cinnamon, cassia and Ceylon. Cassia is far more common, and what most people are familiar with, if they were to find cinnamon sticks in the grocery store. But I am a little bit more exclusive. I am from a Ceylon cinnamon tree, which grows almost exclusively in a country called Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is an island country in Southeast Asia, right off the southern coast of India.
Amazing. I don't know very much about Sri Lanka.
Well, you should look into it, darling. It is a marvelous country. It's known for having a lot of ecological diversity.
Those are some big words. What does that mean?
It means that even though it's a pretty small country, it has a lot of different types of terrain. There's a lot of forests, but there's also a lot of mountainous areas, and since it's an island, it has a lot of beautiful coasts. That means that a variety of different living species, meaning plants and animals, can inhabit different areas. You can see a lot of different types of places if you travel around the country.
That sounds beautiful. Like the brown trees next to the navy blue ocean near the white clouds, and they all look okay together?
I see what you're doing there, champ, and I have to reiterate, your outfit is simply all wrong.
So, Cinna, I have another question for you. How did you become you?
Well, how does anyone become anything, dear boy? I am known, of course, for having excellent taste, and that does not happen overnight. It's decades of studying trends and developing a personal style, meeting the right people and a little bit of luck, but mostly just excellent taste. And having an airtight storage container certainly helps, and...
I meant more, how did you go from a cinnamon tree to a cinnamon stick?
Oh, well, I can answer that too, but I'm not sure your listeners will find it quite as interesting. I thought this was more of a self-help podcast.
It's not.
Well, cinnamon trees are harvested by cutting down their trunks, which does not kill the tree, in case you were worried. The trunks of a cinnamon tree are normally pretty small, almost the size of a walking stick you might use for a hike. After the trunks are cut down, the leaves and branches are cut off.
Do they get used for anything?
Well, of course they do. Cinnamon is very in right now, and has been for a long time. They dry out for a few days and then are steamed in order to collect their fragrant and trending essential oils.
Got it. And then what happens to the tree trunks?
Well, next up, they get washed and then soaked in water, and the outer layer of bark is scraped off. That leaves the inner layer of bark, yours truly. Just like so many other things in this world, you sometimes have to whittle away at our protective outer shell to get down to the good stuff. That inner bark is carefully scraped off the trunk, and it curls in on itself as it's being scraped, like it's giving itself a fashionable little hug. That becomes what's called a quill. Those quills get dried and then cut down into smaller sticks, and voila!
Oh, whoa! Amazing! That sounds like our scoop for today, listeners. Cinnamon sticks are the bark of cinnamon trees. Most Ceylon cinnamon comes from Sri Lanka.
And don't wear a brown top with navy pants.
Right.
And don't wear white socks with black dress shoes.
Back to you, Molly.
Now, if you want to wear that shirt, just switch to black slacks, and then you can add a fun pop of color with your socks if you're feeling wacky.
Oh, I think I have purple socks.
Well, maybe not that wacky.
Thanks, Champ, and thanks to Cinna for those fashion tips. Coming up next, it's time for What's Cooking. But first, I need my oven mitt and chief back.
And drumroll, please. Oh, wow. Very nice. I didn't mean that literally, but that was excellent, Greg. Here is the recording studio. And the one, the only, the keeper of the studio keys and all facts tasty, Molly Birnbaum.
Hello. That was quite the introduction, Mitzi. Thank you. You must be our new intern.
Yes, I am. Hello, Ms. Birnbaum. It is great to meet you.
The honor is all mine, of course. And please call me Molly.
Molly, this is Greg, the cheese grater. Greg is going to be our new intern. He uses he, him pronouns, and he is just a hoot. Did you hear that drum roll?
I'm happy to do it again if you'd like.
No, that's fine, Greg. I heard it the first time, and it was fantastic. Welcome to America's Test Kitchen Kids. We are so glad to have you on the mystery recipe team this season. Like Mitzi told you, I'm Molly, and I use she, her pronouns.
Oh, thank you, Molly. I am so excited to be here.
We are excited to get to learn with you and from you all season. Care to tell us a bit about yourself? What made you want to be an intern with us this season?
Well, Molly, I did have one very specific goal for being an intern this season. I would really love to master the art of baking a cheesecake.
A cheesecake? I didn't know that, Greg.
Yep. I am really good at grating things, being a cheese grater and all. But I never get to make desserts. And so I am super excited to learn what goes into making a cheesecake.
Well, I think we can help you there.
Some of my larger goals this season also include broadening my understanding of things that can be grated, getting better at following every step of a recipe, and making some new friends. I hope.
Well, consider this friend made, Greg. I am beyond excited to show you the ins and outs of the kitchen this season, and we'll have lots of help from some new friends along the way.
Absolutely. You can consider me a friend too, Greg.
Great! Get it? Great. Like, great isn't great, but great isn't great because I'm cheese grater.
This guy's funny.
Yeah. Oh, another thing about me is that I love telling jokes. I also really love soda and most anything carbonated. And I have autism spectrum disorder, which means that I am on the autism spectrum.
That's good to know. Thanks for sharing that, Greg.
If it's all right for me to ask, what is autism spectrum disorder?
Would you like to answer that question, Greg, or should I?
Well, I'd be happy to, but thanks, Molly. Autism spectrum disorder is a type of condition that affects the way a person's mind works, usually causing them to have difficulty interacting with others or show obsession with certain things. It's a condition that some people, like me, are born with.
Huh. It affects the way your brain works, like how you learn things or communicate with other people.
Exactly. Autism also affects every person differently. It's not always the same, which is why it's called autism spectrum disorder. People with autism fall somewhere on the autism spectrum.
Right. And what is a spectrum?
I can help with this one, Greg.
Thanks, Molly.
A spectrum is like a range or a scale. You can think of it like a rainbow. On one end of the autism spectrum, there are people with autism who have no problem doing everyday things, like going to school, playing sports, playing an instrument, or cooking. On the other end of the spectrum, some people with autism aren't able to speak at all, but use other ways to communicate, like sign language or talking with the help of a computer. And there are people with autism who function at all levels in between as well.
Exactly! Someone with autism can fall anywhere on that spectrum, but just because my brain works a little bit differently, it doesn't mean I can't do anything any other intern might be able to. I just might approach things a little differently sometimes.
Well, that's great. Greg, thanks for cluing me in about autism. I hear you loud and clear. And if you ever want to approach something differently or feel like there's something about the way your brain works you want me to understand, please just let me know. I'm all ears. Well, I'm all oven mitt, but I'm all ear. I'm all oven. Well, you know.
Sounds good, boss.
Well, we will have lots of time to get to know each other better all season. But for now, I think it's time for our next segment.
That sounds good to me. Get ready for What's Cooking!
That's right. For What's Cooking, listeners, we need your help. We want to know what's cooking in your kitchens. Grown-ups, you can help your young chefs call in and tell us. Just dial 1-833-KIDS-ATK. That's 1-833-543-7285 and have your young chef leave us a voicemail. It's that easy.
We want to know your name, how old you are, and what you're making. It can be anything at all that you've been cooking up at home. Tell us about the ingredients, how you made it, and how it came out, even if it's bad.
And not just your shining stars either. We love hearing about recipes that maybe didn't go exactly to plan, because it can be really fun when things go a little off track in a recipe, and you always learn something from it.
Each week, we'll play some of your recordings on the show. So, grown-ups, have your young chefs leave us a voicemail by calling 1-833-KIDS-ATK today. That's 1-833-543-7285. I went through all your submissions. This week, we have some great recipes and stories to share. Let's hear them!
I'm Nora, and I'm 6. This is my little bro, Colin, and he's 4. We just finished cooking the chocolate sheet cake from America's Test Kitchen, the complete cookbook for young chefs. We'll enjoy our cake. Bye, we love mystery recipe.
Hello, my name is Irina, and I'm 11 years old. So for cooking, I've been really into making tofu scramble. I don't usually use a recipe. In fact, I even made my own recipe. But basically, how I do it is I take the tofu and I kind of just mush it up in my hand, and I put it in a bowl and set that aside and chop off whatever vegetables I have in the house. I put those in a pan and I heat them up and cook them, and then I add tofu and any other flavor. Sometimes we'll have rice with that, and it's just a really good dish. Dinner especially. I've always loved tofu scramble. So yeah. And have a great day.
I'm Sadie. I'm 6 and older than half years old. I live in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I made pumpkin pudding, and it has pumpkin, salt, sugar, cinnamon, eggs, and on top whipped cream.
Thanks to everyone who sent something in. We've got tons more coming up this season, and we're going to include as many of the submissions as we can. So keep listening if you didn't make it on this week. And grown-ups, it's not too late to leave us a voicemail.
Huh. Those kids really knew a lot about all those different dishes, huh?
They sure did. There are so many kinds of food, which is why we love when listeners send things in. We couldn't possibly cover all of them ourselves.
Whew, that is certainly a lot to learn.
Don't worry, Greg. Nobody knows everything. Not even me.
Ha! Nice joke, Molly. Molly, of course, knows everything, but nobody else does other than Molly. I learn new things every day, so don't feel like we gotta tackle it all at once.
Good to know. I have to say, I am feeling very excited about this internship. I think I'm in for quite a ride.
I feel the same way. Yeah, it's gonna be a great season, buddy.
Oh boy, we're in for a lot of cheesy jokes this season, aren't we?
Ah, cheesy jokes! Oh.
I don't get it.
Well, that's all for today, folks. We'll be back with more sugar, spice, and everything nice next time. And remember, at the end of the season, we'll be using all of our ingredients in a very special mystery recipe to cook together. Can you guess what it is? So far, we just know about cinnamon, so we might have to wait and see what ingredients we discuss next week before we start to guess.
If you love Mystery Recipe, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That way, you won't miss an episode. And if you like our show, feel free to share it with a friend or leave us a review. Give us some stars and tell us what you think about the show. We love hearing from you. You're also welcome to just quietly enjoy the show all by yourself and not tell anyone. That's also no problem as well. Anyway, until then,
keep on cooking. Mystery Recipe is hosted by me, Molly Birnbaum, and I am a chocolate croissant. Chad Chennai is our writer and producer. He is Eggs Benedict. Our executive producer is Caitlin Kelleher. She's a breakfast burrito. Scoring, sound design, and mixing by Anya Jeshik and Matt Boynton of Ultraviolet Audio. And they are two eggs over easy with a side of corned beef hash. Jonathan Roberts composed our theme music and is a Pop-Tart. Our post-production supervisor is Chen Margolis. She's French toast. Our line producer is Diane Knox, who is also an omelet. Jack Bishop is the chief creative officer of America's Test Kitchen. He's two double lattes. David Nussbaum is our CEO, and he's a blueberry pancake. Special thanks to our senior science editor, Paul Adams, executive editor, Kristen Sargianis, executive food editor, Susanna McFerrin, senior editor, Afton Cyrus, test cooks, Andrea Vavjin and Cassandra Laughlin. Our senior editor is Ali Velez Aldifer, and assistant editors, Katie O'Hara and Tess Berger. This episode featured the voices of Kira O'Sullivan, Jonathan Cormer, Champ Hollins, Henry Diver, and Neo Sihi. James Sullivan was a consultant and contributing writer on this episode. To hear more of his work, you can check out Bluebee TV, a video series all about explaining autism to kids. Thanks again to our sponsors, Kroger, the National Mango Board, and Automat. Mystery Recipe is a production of America's Test Kitchen Kids.
So, according to Cinna, white socks and black shoes don't go together?
I guess not.
Mitzi, you don't even wear shoes.
Yeah. Is that okay?
I think that would be some sort of health code violation.